From the newsroom, I'm Peter Colleen. A weekend shooting investigation underway in Humboldt County. Sheriff's deputies were dispatched to a local hospital for a report of a male gunshot victim with non-life-threatening injuries. During the investigation, deputies learned the 35-year-old victim was traveling on Alder Point Road near Dyerville Loop Road when he was shot during a road rage incident. One suspect described as a Hispanic male, about 5 feet 8 inches tall with a thin build, wearing glasses. The second, white male with blonde hair. The suspect's last seen driving an older model silver Dodge truck, single cab with metal racks on the back. The incident under investigation. At a special meeting Tuesday, Eureka City Council will be discussing having people who don't move their vehicles for street sweeping ticketed. Another option may be posting no parking signs that list days and times of street cleaning to remind drivers. One major issue with ticketing is that Eureka PD doesn't really have the manpower to handle additional ticketing enforcement. Last year, there was a reusable shopping bag designed to remind drivers of street sweeping, but it hasn't relieved the problem. City of Eureka continuing with sewer infrastructure repairs and rehabilitation in the area of the Red Lion Hotel. The latest phase of work consists of pipe lining sewer laterals from the sewer main to the cleanouts at the property line and includes work being performed on the nights of September 17th, 18th, and 19th between 7 p.m. and 7 a.m. on R, 4th, and 5th Streets. During that phase of sewer service, it should not be affected, but a slight odor coming from the sewer pipes may be noticed inside buildings there. If an odor is encountered, it's advised to wait until the work is completed, about 1 hour, and then run the water in a sink or bath. The water coming into the building is in no way affected by the project. The work requires traffic control with detours around road closures in the area and will be performed between the hours of 7 a.m. and 6 p.m., weather permitting. Arcata Elementary School will be joining students around the world to celebrate International Walk and Bike to School Day. The goal of the program, increase pedestrian safety and the number of students walking and bicycling to school. Infrastructure improvements are underway and scheduled to be done in fall of next year. Later this year, the program will provide instruction to fourth graders on bicycle safety. Fourth grade curriculum will include preparing bicyclists for a safe ride and the importance of wearing helmets to prevent brain injury. International Walk and Bike to School Day is Wednesday, October 10th, and students are encouraged to walk, bike, or roll to school from home if determined safe by their parents. With news, I'm Peter Colleen.